back to Chanel Pods Raw, and I am here
Okay.
today with Jade Rogers, the absolutely amazing, talented, beautiful, just so many words come to mind when I think of her. But if you could just introduce yourself so the audience can get to know you a little bit better.
Okay. I'm Jade. I am a freelance photographer and currently a photo student at Pratt. I kind of just dabble in at all things, mostly portraiture and product photography. But yeah, I was raised in Summon, Georgia, but I currently live in the DMV. And
I actually did not know you used to live in Georgia, which is hilarious because I used to live in Georgia
yeah.
and then moved to DMZ to like
Which
after a
part were
change
you?
in life. And my mom was like, "All right, where were we? We did Lawrenceville. My sister lives in Perry now, and there was a whole nother spot that we lived. It's like Timbuktu of Georgia." And that was like for a hot second because my mom was also working as a geneticist, like a nurse's assistant. But
Yeah.
we went with it and it
I
was
was
fun.
thankfully kind of close to the but yeah.
I liked Lawrenceville, but I didn't like it enough. We were close to Atlanta, but not too
Yeah.
close. It was a good mix. But why, how did you get started as a photographer and as an artist?
Very, very young. I used to just like buy the little disposables when I was in Georgia and just like take pictures of my friends and things like that. Because my father, he was like, he was a rapper at some point in his life. And a
Okay.
lot of the times, him and his friends would like come over and they'd do like little videos in our front yard and shit like that. So I would just see that. And that was like my first real like connection to it. And then when I got into high school, that was when I made like my first attempt at actually saying like, okay, I want to be a photographer. But I don't know, it was just a lot of trial and error and just taking pictures of flowers. I feel like everybody starts out with nature photography, and that's where I was for a very long time.
Yeah, that's where I started too.
But yeah, I don't know. It was just like it was something that I was like passionate about too. Oh yeah, those flower pictures, I could pull them out, you know. There. Yeah.
Look, I literally, I what I unfortunately Google myself a little bit too often just so I can see like what exactly is in there. Because I'm like,
My gosh, I've never Googled myself.
no, definitely do that shit so you can see what actually is out there that people are seeing and like finding on like Google. Because I was like, oh my God. When I first started photography, I was like, I'm going to sign up for a house. I'm gonna do interiors photography and I'm gonna do like rentals and blah blah blah. Cause like that's where the money is. You know where the money is. And I'm like,
Yeah.
now I go on there, I'm like, all of the sites that I had like signed up for years ago that I like just let die because I wasn't seeing any like progress in are all showing up now. And I'm
Yeah.
like, if I could delete all of the accounts.
That's terrifying because I definitely went down the rental property avenue too. Like,
See?
I thought that that was it.
I was like, yes, this is where we're gonna start. This is how we're gonna do it. And I'm like, but it's been helpful because I've also like forgotten what exhibits I am in, and I had to add those to like my resume and things and like doing stuff like that. So like definitely do
Yeah.
it. And I found a site that ended up having my flower pictures from like 2014 when I first started in photography. And I was just like, all right. You were doing something.
But yeah, the
Doing
rental
something.
property photography, like I still have some connection to that world. I don't know
Oh,
if I would ever
see.
go back, but yeah.
To each their own. Everyone knows their niche and what they want to do. And I feel like a lot of us have just moved on to portraits. So
Yeah,
which is
it's really
good.
intense, like yeah.
I don't know.
But it
I
makes
like
it a
this.
little bit more difficult to kind of like say that you want to be a portrait photographer, and then you like see everyone else's work and you try not to like compare yourself in that kind of way. But since I've been in like art school, it's been like, just try everything, be open to everything. So I don't know.
I've had that same mentality, and I also feel like that's why I'm like pushing myself to try and do more like couple shoots and like headshots, because I avoid them like the plague, because I'm like, I don't want to get stuck in that life and then get upset with my photography because I'm not being creative enough or feeling that I'm being creative enough by doing certain things like that. But I also feel like you can still do that without feeling that you're not. It's just to find what works for you. You know what I mean? Because I've seen people that do it all the time and they still get so happy from just working on it. You know what I mean? So it's all very different for everybody.
Yeah.
So what is it like to go to art school, like to art school in general? Is there any benefits or, you know, what is the negatives to it?
I'd say for the benefits, I try to focus more on that. They teach you a lot about, like, not even teach you, you just get to experience like a community of artists, and you get to find like your group and just network in a way that isn't just like, I want to know you just so I can like make money off of you. It's more like, I want to know you just because like you're an amazing artist, like that type of thing.
Okay.
But then when it comes down to like the politics of the industry and like the administration and that type of thing, like you just really have to pick the right school that works for you. Like Pratt, it's a PWI. There's like a lot of systemic racism. Like it's just, it gets really stressful. Like, especially because I'm normally like the only Black woman in my photo classes, like most times in most cases. And if I'm not the only Black woman, like I'm the only Black person in general. And it just is kind of weird, like being in that space and thinking like, oh, I can make the work that I'm interested in making, which is very pro-Black, and people will get it, they'll be able to respond to it, but it's usually the opposite. Like, even with the project I'm working on now, when I'm in critiques, like, people are normally stuck because they don't get, like, the historical references, and they're just kind of, like, trying to tiptoe around it because they don't want to say or do the wrong things, but it's just, like, it's really just a lot of, like, playing, with your, like, playing against your own morals. Like, at some points I'm like, why am I here? Like, why am I feeding into an institution that doesn't respect me, like, as a human being? But then at the same time, I know, like, I could get a job just simply off of the strength of the name of the school. And it's just, like, it eats at me a lot. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to, like, find purpose in it. Because at first when I was going into it, I was just like, okay, I'm going to do this thing, like, I'm going to go to art school, I'm going to be a photographer, it's going to be great. And then you get there, and, like, the challenges kind of make you question why you even started to begin with.
Yeah, I totally understand, but I feel like while people are, like, you know, trying to be very careful and, like, or just don't give a fuck and are willing to do whatever, it's, like, whatever you pull from that, it can also really, like, truly build an artist. And I feel like over time I've seen that how much it's built you, like, just in general. That's why I specifically wanted to ask and, like, learn what Pratt has done for you, because it feels like all of the people that I've been around or at least known a little bit and have seen go off and do certain things have learned new perspectives or, you know, insights of how they want to move in our community where they're doing some type of work, you know, like, and your work in general feels like to me that you're doing something for the community, like creating things that are like able for people to want to know more or learn more, you know what I mean? Whether it's just us as a community or people that are outside of the Black community in general. So it's like, I'm loving to see like different perspectives as like people grow. And personally me, I'm growing a lot myself. I feel like I'm growing a lot myself. And I love seeing that the people that I've been around or like known and grown up with or grown with in any genuine like form, seeing their perspective like kind of change and like be so pressing and like the way you move, like even your email the other day, like changing the words in the way we say things. Like, I specifically changed using photo shoot to just saying sessions in general, and trying to get myself out of saying headshots and saying images,
Yeah.
or I shot this. It's like I captured this image instead of like continue that narrative. So it's a lot of like seeing that work and seeing how you've changed and doing that and just in your work and seeing that. So I really love it. And it's one of the reasons why I loved having you, the idea of you being a guest on the podcast too.
Oh, so sweet. But yeah, I just feel like it has been like being at an art school has done a lot of good for like my craft, but at the same time, like sometimes I feel so worn down, like every day, like it just feels like I'm constantly having to speak for my community and like I shouldn't have to be like a spokesperson. But I do appreciate like the professors that I've had that make an effort to like correct like certain people, because sometimes when you get in those situations and you're kind of just like you want to say something but you're either too enraged or you're just kind of like disappointed that it's even like happening, so you just
Yeah.
don't have the words. Like I've had a few of those moments where I just felt very small, like just being in that type of space, and it feels like there's like a certain way that they expect you to be, and you kind of feel like you're losing like your creativity. Like have you heard like people say like art school kills artists, like that type of thing?
Yeah,
It felt
I
like
have.
that for like the past year that I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hard, but I do appreciate everything that I've been able to do up until this point.
That's good. I'm glad. What's inspiring you to keep going within photography or in school or whatever in general?
I am just super competitive and really determined to just like live the life that I want to live. And I love the fuck out of our community. Like it's just really hard to like I can't give like I feel like I just can't give up, because when I was really young, like I've always wanted to see like Black women in other genres, like in
Yeah.
sci-fi genres, outside of like the token like characters that they had for us.
Right.
So I feel like I can't stop. Like I have to just keep pushing.
I love it. I love the energy, and I understand that whole competitive nature, because I have the same nature, you know what I mean? Like, so
Yeah.
it's just it is what it is. Like half the time I'm like, you could apply for that too. You can get this too. You can do this too. Everybody else is doing it.
Yep.
You can do it too. Go, 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 go,
Exactly. You really can. There's space for all of us. There
Yeah.
is space for every single one of us. I believe that, at least.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. So what tips do you have for listeners that kind of want to get started in photography or have started in photography and just need that extra push?
Literally just start, like just Nike that, like just literally just do it.
Just do it.
I
I
feel like
got you.
I feel like that's the one thing that I've always been told, like by my whether yeah like whether it was by my father or like a professor or a friend, like literally just go out and try it. Pick up a camera. If you don't have a camera, I don't know. I started out like when I was in high school before I got my DSLR. I used to scan things on my printer and take pictures that way. Like, I would just, that was
What?
how I was photographing, like on Tumblr and shit like that. Like, because I didn't have a camera. So I was just like, all right, cool. I'm still gonna make art. Like, I took a photo class in high school and I did a whole project of like scanning my face.
Yeah.
And it was just like throughout the school year. So then at the end of the year, I had gotten to like a fight. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna add this to the project. And like I scanned like my black eye. And it was actually some I actually submitted that in my application for Pratt. And it was just like my way of being able to make work. Like I feel like it doesn't matter what you use, you just have to like figure out a way to make work.
That is so beautiful. Yo, I would have never came up with that idea of like using a scanner in that way. Like, what? Mwah. A masterpiece. Wow. What talent. What would you do differently if you got from when you started, or would you keep it the same and why?
Differently, I probably wouldn't have jumped into wedding photography so fast. I think that kind of like, it pushed me in a direction that I think halted my immediate decision to go to art school. Like, I was like, okay, if I can do wedding photography, then I can make this amount of money and like just do that. And I feel like it was starting to like kill my like passion for photography. Because a lot of like weddings that I would do, I was either doing them by myself or I was like with one other person doing like a whole wedding, like from start to finish. It was a lot. Like, I just felt like, I think you should just start off with the things that you love, like things that you're interested in, and then like work your way up to the things that you might not like touch ever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a lot. Like, I just jumped in and I was like, okay, this is fine. This is good money. But sometimes it doesn't have to be for the money. Like, I think you should just try to make work that you're like actually in love with.
That's true. Okay. Do you have any other advice for listeners that are like scared to get into photography in general, or how to get into photography business preferably?
You could, like, if you're scared to just like work for yourself off the bat, there's always like Life Touch, like school photography. I think working for someone will get you in the habit of like learning how to communicate with people during sessions, or like just getting comfortable with a camera in general. I definitely worked for Life Touch for a little bit, and like, I'm super awkward, so it helped me like meet people that I wouldn't necessarily meet on the day to day.
Yeah.
And it made it like easier for me to just like, when I'm at a session by myself now, I use kind of what I learned with them to kind of just like not be awkward.
No, I totally understand that. I did the same. I ended up working as, this is embarrassing, as Santa photographer. I was like the manager for the set.
That is amazing.
For a little bit, and it was like, it was a time. I was going through a lot of changes as a person, and trying to rebel in every way or form, because I just got out of high school and I just was like, I don't know what I want to do. Yeah. Oh my God, I like photography enough. We're going to do this. So I think a lot of that can actually be a big help into picking up little things and tips and ways to actually like run whatever business you're trying to look to run.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't give you the in-depth feel to it, but like, it gives you enough that you're like, I'm here, I can actually do this, this is feasible, and this is how I can present myself while I'm in a session or, you know, doing certain things. That's pretty much it, though.
Because they don't really like the professional, like, side of things.
Oh, yeah, you can. It can help your professional side and get your experience in that. I like it. Actually, that's really good. I've never actually talked about that because I was so embarrassed from working on a Santa set, because of the fact that like we actually had to wear certain outfits, and they had an actual like elf outfits, and sometimes they would ask people to wear them, or during Easter they would be like, someone has to be in the bunny suit, and I avoided shooting Easter for the longest. Because I was like, I don't need money that much. I'm just not going to do
that. I mean, I feel like you should never be, like, embarrassed by your hustle. Like, especially, like, something like that. Like, I think that's pretty dope. Like, I know someone who literally got in the suits at the Gaylord. Like, the little animal suits and stuff like that. Like, that was her hustle. But she was also, I think you know her, Kayla.
Yeah.
She's the photographer. She's from here. But, like, she was, like, doing that on the side of her photography stuff. And I feel like that type of stuff, like, you just do what you have to do for the thing that you love to do.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, that's always been my mantra for my own photography and, like, a lot of the work that I've done. Like, or if it was a shoot that's, or a session that I've, like, it's just absolutely too far for me to be going on my little budget, but still somehow was like, you know what? I'm gonna show up. Like, I was lucky enough to shoot a wedding last year, last summer, and we had to drive to Pennsylvania. Mind you, I have no car. So I don't know how I was going to get there originally, but I knew I was going to get there.
Right.
And I just like, no rentals were available because I waited last minute, stressed out the day before trying to figure it out. And then my friend was like, take my car. You know what I mean? So it's like, no matter
Oh
what.
my gosh.
Yeah. Like, I didn't have to do anything. She was like, just take my car. I don't care. I don't use it. Just drive it. Come back. That's it. As long as you're safe, we're good. And I was like,
Of course.
say less.
That's so beautiful. I love that. That's
Yeah.
why I think like having a like a community is so important. That is so beautiful. I currently don't have a car either. So I get to sessions like on the grace of whomever. You know, like I'm
Yes. So it's
just
like,
trying to get there. And I say that too, like I'm gonna get there. Like don't worry about it. I will be there.
exactly. I love it. It's just a lot of me, a lot of times I overextend myself and I understand that I need to stop. But we've learned better methods to the ways to the madness. But that's also goes out to say, like, if you're always worried that you're not going to do your best with that shoot, the likelihood that this shoot or this session is going to, be better is by continuously just having faith in yourself and knowing that no matter what, if you can't get there some way, you're going to be able to get there. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
so just start and go out and do it. Shoot whatever you want, capture whatever you want.
Yeah.
Make something. Don't be scared to make stuff. Do you have anything that you want to plug?
Yeah, I think that's so like important. Plug, currently the Crown Project, that's like my major thing that I have going right now.
Yes, yes.
It's just something that like I started because I needed to not be depressed all the time. I needed to not see my brothers and sisters being murdered constantly on my feed. And
Yeah.
it,
So sorry.
right, it's okay. Yeah, so I was just talking about the Crown Project, which I started because I was like every day seeing Black Death on my social feeds, and it was like stressing me out. I was trying to find something that like I know it is sometimes rooted in like pain and like sadness, like getting your hair done sucks, especially if you don't appreciate your natural curl pattern, which I didn't for a long time. But now it's just kind of like something that I think connects all of us. Like if we can't trace back our like ancestry, like we have our texture to let us know like this is like our community and we're all connected. But I don't know, it's starting to take like a different little turn than I expected it to, because now I'm having like to use it for school, which when I do projects for school, it kind of like they make it seem like it has to always mean something super deep. But for me, it's literally just about community and bonding. Like that's just the end all be all. That's
Yeah.
the goal. But yeah, that's the only thing that I would want to plug.
Okay, perfect. I love it. Where can they find your work and like where are you on Instagram?
All of my social media is Jade the Sage. You can also see older projects that I've done on my website at jadethesage.com. Everything is just Jade the Sage.
Perfect. I love it. I love it. All right. Couple of things you guys can find me on is my Instagram is Chanel Shoots Raw, which is Chanel Shoots dot Raw. You can also go on my website, find prints. I'm still very blessed to say that I was part of Make Muse issue 3, so you guys can also see my work in there. That same work is now in an art gallery that is a virtual art gallery that is also on my website through Artscapes called Flower Heads. If you
Yes.
guys want to see that, you can also purchase prints and little items and everything. If you want anything like specifically on a certain thing, I'm still working on it, like a t-shirt or a mug or something. But you gotta message me so I can be actually figure out how many people actually want that stuff, if they want those things. Yeah, before I start putting it on my website and feel like a fool because ain't no money coming in. That's it.